And I remember whenever I was a child, was raised up, we would have old company, old glory. You know what I mean? Kin folks believed in going then. We saw our kin then. It's not like it is now, you know. But I've slept on pallets that went from wall to wall. There, my mother would put out quilts, and I've slept on a pallet. With it didn't make any difference what that one was, a boy or a girl or what. They piled the boys all over in that corner and us over in this corner, you know. And then the beds was taken for the grown-ups. You know, we used to have to wait whenever we were taught to wait, even at the table, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The grown folks ate first and the children ate last. Mm-hmm. I said then, I seen a lot of times I'd left had one of them chicken legs. I said then if I ever was married and grown up, I intended for my children to eat first. And my children eat, has always ate when I ate. And my grandchildren does too. We have enough tables in this house that we all can eat at one time. But I guess my mother did the best she could, because back then we did have lots of relatives. You know what I mean?
My daddy worked. The grown people would sit down first and eat, and then when they got through, the children.
Yeah, but take tables about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, I've noted my mother to have 20 or something. That's right. You had to go in shifts. But now, you know, we have a dining room and a kitchen and odd tables we can pick up and bring out of the yard if we have to. We do a Christmas here. We bring in extra tables. We all eat at the same time. I've noted this room here having tables from this room into that room and there and all around, curved around, you know, and put all the food on the table, and we all eat buffet style, if nothing else, in order that we can share it all together. But I guess the older people then did the best they could. See, they cooked on wood stoves then. It was delicious. Back then, the children always waited, and the grown-ups ate first. You know, I think they were taught that, just like we were taught different things. They were taught. I said when I was growing up, I was taught to listen and to be seen and not heard. You know what I mean? But now I've taught my children that I think they should learn to voice their own opinions. My father and mother's very good to me. There ain't no two ways about it. But that's just the way the older people raised all their children,
well,
I suppose.
Well, that's why mine raised me, too.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking the way I was raised, because I was raised by some wonderful parents.
Well, now, getting back to the test, was this a two-story house or one-story?
No, I can never remember living in a two-story house in the Cherokee County. There wasn't that many two-story houses. Most of them was always the people that they built their house later. You know what I mean? They built them a little bit larger, but the houses that we lived in wasn't two stories. And this cotton mill village where I lived wasn't two stories either. But they were about, I guess, 200 houses or more built in this cotton mill village, and they all looked just alike. They was different street numbers, you know, and different house numbers. It's the way you got your mail. But,
How were those houses painted?
We had them by grates of coal. They were coal grates, and some of them, you know, had burned wood. They were very tight houses. The rooms wasn't too large. And then the ceilings were low. It's not like this old house here where my husband was born and raised. All the ceilings was low, and they were very tight houses. And you know, coal, to me, coal really heats. And I don't remember of ever seeing a house that ever had any insulation in it, you know, because it's all very tight. Or we thought they was tight anyway. We didn't know any different.
Tight.